About 18 months since the Champaign County Public Health District last had a permanent administrator. Or Champaign-Urbana Public Health District had a permanent administrator, but that could change tonight depending partly on what the public wants. CUPHD Board Chair Carol Elliott says the three-member panel could decide to appoint interim administrator Julie Pride to the post permanently, but she says the public will first be given an opportunity to question the hiring process at a meeting underway this hour and indicate if they have any concerns.
We don't want to have any appearance, I think, of trying to do anything quietly or secretly, and just to get a, you know, the last two times we've hired an administrator, we've done a national search, and so this would be, if we go in-house, you know, that would be varying from that practice.
If the Public Health Board doesn't decide today to hire from within, it would likely decide to expand its search. Elliott says the CUPHD wants to keep things open after the turmoil it's experienced in the last year and a half. Former Administrator Vito Palazzolo was placed on leave and later fired last year for suspected financial misconduct. Champaign County State's Attorney's Office continues an investigation, but no criminal charges have been filed. Elliott says the process of hiring a permanent administrator had been held up as an audit was completed, but says the district's finances now appear to be in order. The state of Illinois is projecting an $800 million revenue shortfall this year. That's due to lower-than-expected tax revenue. That means some state-funded programs that were hoping for a break might not get it. Mike Rhee has more.
Last month, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich signed a bill to restore more than $200 million worth of programs in the state budget, but he has yet to release the money.
It's hard to talk about new spending when we don't have enough revenue to meet current spending.
That's Katie Ridgway, a spokesperson for Blagojevich.
That said, there are core services that we need to make sure that we maintain, and so we are looking into that.
Ridgway would not say what specific programs the governor might save. She says the state has been trying to control costs this year. That includes cutting about 2,000 staff positions and forcing all departments to spend 3% less than was originally budgeted. I'm Mike Reed.
No members of Jennifer Hudson's family attended a parole hearing today for a person of interest in the murders of her husband, brother, and nephew. William Balfour is the estranged husband of Hudson's sister, Julia. He's being held on an alleged parole violation. Authorities decided today that there's probable cause to hold him until a December 3rd hearing before the full Illinois Prisoner Review Board. Board Chairman Jorge Montes says a witness reported seeing Balfour with a gun that matches the description of the .45 caliber weapon used to kill Hudson's family members. The stories of Illinois veterans are being preserved in a new project at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. The Veterans Remember Project has recorded the wartime memories of nearly 50 people so far. They include the son of a U.S. Secretary of State, a Polish POW who later moved to Illinois, and a black soldier who faced racism as well as Germans in World War II. The library's oral history program has posted the interviews on its website to mark Veterans Day. Historian Mark DePue conducted most of the interviews. He says the goal is to capture the full wartime experience from the home front to the front lines. DePue says many of his interviews have been with veterans of the Korean War, a conflict that he thinks has been overlooked by many Americans. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. 1402 South Neal in Champaign.
And now here's Mike Solo with weather.
Thanks, Jeff. It's 36 on Friends Plaza, 32 degrees at Willard Airport at the top of the hour with a calm wind. And they're still reporting a clear sky at Willard Airport, but looking at the satellite map, it won't be long before the clouds start to push back into the area. We had high pressure try to build in over the area, but the storm system that's moving out of the southern plains quickly advancing, and again, there's a rain shield that stretches all the way from around the Dallas-Fort Worth area to the north and east into southwestern Missouri, and then arcing back all the way into the Omaha-Nebraska area, where it does start to change over to a little bit of snow. Right now, the heaviest snow in western Nebraska and eastern Colorado. The low pressure will continue to pump more moisture into our area, and we will see a continuation of the cloud buildup, and precipitation will start to spread across the Mississippi River in through western and southern Illinois, possibly sometime tonight. In fact, pretty likely that they'll see rain to the south and west of us tonight, and then tomorrow we'll start to see the scattered showers moving into our area, and even a slight possibility of a few isolated thunderstorms although they will be very isolated in nature and generally looking about the southern half of Illinois for any thunderstorm activity. Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, becoming mostly cloudy, a low of around 30 degrees with a light variable wind tonight that turns out of the southeast tomorrow at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Cloudy, periods of rain tomorrow, the high temperature 45 degrees. Cloudy with rain tomorrow night, the low 38. Periods of rain on Wednesday, the high 48. A few showers left over for Wednesday night and a low near 40. And then a chance for a few more showers on Thursday, the high 54. It's 36 degrees on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. China's huge stimulus package energized markets in Asia and Europe today, but the ecstatic reaction didn't quite make it to U.S. markets. Stocks here closed slightly down. Yesterday, China announced the plan to spend nearly $600 billion on infrastructure and other domestic projects. In a moment, we'll hear what the stimulus package could mean for other countries, including the U.S. First, though, NPR's Louisa Lim reports